Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast, sponsored by PayCademy.com. Capital Control partners with Neonomics. Capital Control, a Norway-based collection services provider, has partnered with Neonomics, an open banking provider, to launch a debt collection system. Westpac, RDC partner to improve B2B lending. Australia-based bank Westpac has partnered with AI company Rich Data Co., RDC, to improve the lending experience for business customers and bankers, according to Australian FinTech. GoTime Bank partners with Mambu. GoTime Bank, a Philippines-based digital bank, has partnered with Mambu, a cloud banking platform, to improve access to high-quality financial services. Vobin to offer a global VC platform through Currency Cloud. UK-based cross-border payments platform Currency Cloud has teamed up with capital platform Vobin to make Ladder's VC platform more accessible to global investors. Marqeta to launch new web push provisioning product. US-based modern card issuing platform, Marqeta, has announced the launch of a new web push provisioning product that sets to expand the company's payment card tokenization capabilities. The Payments Association pushes sustainable change with new ESG. The Payments Association has announced the launch of Project ESG to encourage companies in the payments industry to adopt sustainable progressive strategies. UK businesses to adapt against checkout abandonment. YouGov and payment solutions company GoCardless have revealed that one-third of financial decision makers at UK businesses plan to invest more in their payments infrastructure. Ding partners GR4VY. Mobile top-up service Ding has partnered cloud-native payments infrastructure company GR4VY to provide alternative payment methods and increase flexibility at checkout. Onfido partners the Access Group, Amicus. UK-based Onfido has partnered business management software provider the Access Group and FinTech Amicus to provide identity verification for screening checks. Forter acquires IMU to boost bot detection capabilities. Digital commerce platform Forter has recently announced the acquisition of IMU, an Israeli bot detection company, to strengthen its existing fraud management capabilities. Sentinels launches transaction monitoring platform. Intelligent transaction monitoring and client risk management specialist Sentinels, a Finergo company, has announced the launch of a transaction monitoring platform. IDEMIA joins EU Identity Wallet Pilot. France-based identity tech company IDEMIA has announced it will take part in a consortium that will pilot EU digital identity wallet prototypes. French crypto companies to require regulator authorization by 2024. French National Assembly members have moved up the date that requires crypto companies to obtain authorization from regulators in order to operate. Bank of Spain allows MONEI to launch its own digital euro. Spain-based digital payments fintech MONEI has received the go-ahead from the Bank of Spain to issue its own digital euro in a sandbox. Thailand issues new rules for crypto custody providers. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, of Thailand has introduced new rules for crypto custodians or VASPs that provide crypto storage services. Coinbase decides to shutter its Japan operations. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has decided to shut down its operations in Japan due to volatile market conditions and a low demand for digital assets. MangoPay to hire 250 new staff this year. MangoPay, a European payment technology provider for marketplaces and platforms, is to hire 250 people this year in a rare reversal of the current trend for layoffs across the tech industry. NAB mints its own stablecoin. National Australia has become the second of the big four banks to mint its own stablecoin. Consensus cuts workforce by 11%. Blockchain software engineering firm Consensus is laying off 96 staffers, 11% of its workforce, citing the crypto bear market and wider economic environment. ESMA consults on post-trade transparency. This consultation paper focuses on the new Level 3 guidance that will be included in the manual, which is meant to provide further clarifications on. PrimaryBid appoints Chief Operating Officer. PrimaryBid, the capital markets fintech bringing individual investors into public company fundraisings, has appointed Fiona Richards as Chief Operating Officer. ISIC sets up European ESG Forum. To help the financial services industry address the growing focus on environmental, social and governance, ESG, issues, ISITC Europe CIC, a not-for-profit industry body, which for the past 30 years has been a catalyst for collaborative innovation across the capital markets, is delighted to announce that in collaboration with global fintech leader, Broadridge Financial Solutions Inc., NYSE, BR, it will be establishing a new industry forum entitled ISITC Europe ESG Forum to focus upon the challenges and opportunities for the industry. Interconnectivity, data sharing, and security are vital for banks to thrive. Banks are facing more competition than ever as fintechs continue to leverage the power of data, networks, and innovation to create. CBI, Finastra research shows SMEs face barriers to international trade. Research from the CBI and Finastra has showed that there is a gap between the ambition of firms to trade internationally and the reality of doing so. Crowdfunding platform Investor receives ECSP license from FMA. Austria-based crowdfunding platform Investor has announced becoming the first platform in the DACH region to receive the European Crowdfunding Service Providers, ECSP, license. Livi Bank launches QR payment option. Hong Kong-based lifestyle-driven virtual bank Livi Bank has launched Livi QR payment, an UnionPay option that enables customers to pay at over 29 million merchants in mainland China. Tabby gets $58 million MLN funding. MENA-based payments and shopping app Tabby has raised $58 million in funding at $660 million valuation, with PayPal also participating in the investment. Signified launches State of Fraud 2023 report. US-based fraud prevention company, Signified, has recently announced the launch of its State of Fraud 2023 report, in which it tackles the most important fraud trends to look after this year. National Australia Bank to launch the AUDN stablecoin. The National Australia Bank, NAB, has become the second Australian bank to create a stablecoin by launching AUDN on the Ethereum and Algorand blockchain. Cisco patches high-severity SQL injection vulnerability in Unified CM. Cisco on Wednesday announced patches for a high-severity SQL injection vulnerability in Unified Communications Manager, CM, and Unified Communications Manager Session Management Edition, CMSME. International arrests over criminal crypto exchange. The owner of China-based cryptocurrency exchange Bitslato was arrested in Miami on Wednesday, along with five associates in Europe, during an international operation against darknet markets. CSRF vulnerability in Kudu SCM allowed code execution in Azure services. A cross-site request forgery, CSRF, Vulnerability impacting the source control management, SCM, service Kudu could be exploited to achieve remote code execution, RCE, in multiple Azure services, cloud infrastructure security firm Ermetic has discovered. Sophos joins list of cybersecurity companies cutting staff. Sophos has confirmed reports that it's laying off employees. The company joins several other major cybersecurity companies that have announced cutting staff over the past year. BIS explores multilateral platforms for cross-border payments. Multilateral platforms cross-border payment systems that are multi-jurisdictional by design could enhance cross-border payments by reducing the need for intermediaries and allowing payment service providers in different jurisdictions to transact directly with each other. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. We hope to see you tomorrow.